Hey y'all, today's episode of The Read is brought to you by Quip. Quip is the new electric toothbrush that cleans like premium electric brushes, but without the high price. It packs just the right amount of vibrations into a slimmer design at a fraction of the cost of bulkier traditional electric brushes, and Quip starts at just $25. So head to getquip.com/the read right now to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/the read. getquip.com/the read. Let them know we sent you and let's move on.
Hey guys, this week's episode of The Read is being brought to you by Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to music that you love. Play millions of songs and thousands of curated playlists all across your devices, including iOS, Android, and voice-enabled Echo, if you trust those things. For a free 30-day trial for new customers, go to amazonmusic.com and it renews automatically. You can cancel any time. Now let's start the show.
Hi.
They gave us little Rick Ross towels and everything, just in case y'all stress us out.
Because they know that these lights are extra bright.
They're very bright.
My God.
That's all right, though. That's all right, though.
This is the light you see before you die.
And you just wander towards it. Amen.
Well, welcome, Oakland.
We are excited to be back. Thank
the
you
town,
so much.
They say? Is that this? Okay.
Yeah, that too.
Welcome to The Read Live. I am Alfrey Woodard.
And I am Mahershala Ali. I heard he was one of y'all, right?
Luke Cage.
Amen. Yes. Both iconic actors.
Welcome back. Thanks for having us. We're happy to see you.
Kind of see you.
We're not going to waste too much time. You know, it's Pride weekend and things. It's still a Saturday.
Y'all got shit
so
to do.
So we're going to just misbehave and then send y'all on about your way. So let's start with our Black excellence. First and foremost, I'm going to give honor, besides your black asses and the folks that love blacks in the audience,
yes.
We're going to start.
Your white significant others and best friends and coworkers. Thank you for using your gentrification dollars on something good. We appreciate you.
First up, Marina Robinson Snowden is the first.
Yo, that's her nephew.
The first black woman to earn a PhD from MIT in nuclear engineering.
Damn.
She said, "No one can tell me God isn't real. Grateful is the best word I have to describe how I feel. Grateful for every part of this experience, highs and lows, every person who supported me and those who didn't. Grateful for a praying family.
Amen.
A husband who took on this challenge as his own." Those are hard to find.
Okay. As he should have. Amen.
"Sisters who reminded me at every stage how powerful I am. Friends who inspired me to fight harder. Grateful for the professors who fought for me and against me. Every experience on this journey was necessary, yeah. And I'm better for it."
She shouted out her haters a couple of times.
And you know, like, first of all, she looks fantastic. This is her Instagram page I'm looking at. You know how, like, when you get the real bad bitch degrees, you don't get, like, a regular cap and gown. Like, you get that illustrious shit.
That extra shit.
You be looking like Judge Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
That girl.
But I know when Kia got her PhD, they gave her all that velvet shit.
Oh, yes. I'm like, how
all
much
kind
do
of
those
rope tassels
cost?
And shit. It's different. It's different when you get all that extra shit. So
you
shout out to her.
the full interior design department.
Nuclear engineering. What the fuck do you even do with that?
Things they don't want niggas doing.
Got you.
Whatever it is. You finished school. You already passed the mark of what they don't want us to do.
There you go.
Congratulations to you. Tonight, in a section called...
Walk with
Hot
me, Lord.
Tops. And the bottom with the dragon tattoo. It's never gonna get old for me. I don't care. First up, some more black excellence. I heard that you guys won the World Series. That's lovely. Congrats.
It's very nice for you all. I am very happy for all of you individual people in this room as fans of that team. Thank you so much.
Specifically, they celebrated someone named Kevin Durant. I heard he was MVP. That seems nice. Don't you think that's nice?
Never heard of her, but okay. Good for her.
I'm sure he plays the sports.
Yeah, you know, I just don't know everybody.
Okay.
It's a lot of niggas in the league.
That's fair. I heard he also, like, paid for 4 students' first year of college at the Boys and Girls Club here in the Bay Area, the town area, the town bay, the Bay Town. So that's lovely. Shout out to them and to the rest of your players. I've been searching, you know, through your roster here looking for a husband. Haven't found anything yet.
Really? Klay Thompson not up your alley?
Mm.
I would have thought you'd be all over that nigga.
Klay Thompson doesn't seem finished. He seems like undercooked.
Okay.
No shade, I mean...
No, it's absolutely, it is shade.
It's like still
fine.
A prime cut of meat, you know? It's still expensive.
It's fine. But... It's fine.
And then what's homeboy? Is JaVale McGee? He's like 2 months younger than me, but looks 10 years older.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
And then there's like, does Draymond Green play for them too?
Yeah, that little bitch is on that team. Oh, I forgot where I was at. Yes, Draymond, smile direct.
Is it Draymond?
Green.
It's Draymond?
Draymond, it don't matter.
It's Draymond?
This is so many words that aren't mean, and so I feel uncomfortable. So, yes, he plays for that team, but he's not cute. And y'all know that, so y'all know, save it, because the nigga's not cute. I don't care who he play for. So you wouldn't be interested, no way. And then Steph got all them kids.
And he looks like a Muppet baby. He's just so toddler-like.
Yeah.
He's like, little boy, where are you going with this facial hair?
They're adorable.
7.
That whole family just looks...
Don't they have 3 kids now?
I think so. Aisha had that baby? No.
Oh, she's pregnant right now?
It's another one coming.
Work. That's what the fuck I would be
doing. They're probably trying for a boy.
Yeesh. But see, that's dangerous for me. I don't envy heterosexual couples when it comes to that shit. Y'all niggas be having 2 back-to-back kids of the same gender, and one or both of you niggas want the opposite. And then you're like, let's try one more time. But what if it's a girl again?
Right. You can't just take it out back and set it in a basket no more.
I'm done after
right.
that.
Right. But they got enough money to where I feel like Aisha is willing to keep trying. Just as long as it takes. So... Good for them. Congratulations. I hope her pregnancy is going well.
On the flip side of
things,
I guess LeBron James doesn't have a ring for this year. And
we would be in Oakland on this weekend. Of all the fucking weekends. I love y'all niggas. I really do. I love y'all right
Sit
here
down.
At this
what
show.
What is she doing?
So you see how security had to get up and come for your ass? Don't get
Thank
kicked
you,
out of this
Caucasian
black ass
man.
Because that white man was like, I don't know who the fuck you think you...
Work staff.
When you get put out... When you get put out, don't say nothing, because it ain't no refunds for acting an ass. So you might not want to try these white people on tonight.
Don't make this a hashtag night. We're not trying to do that.
Anyway.
I am simply speaking the news. I don't know the sports. I'm just talking about the things I'm reading. Amidst his loss of a ring... Okay, so his mama was dating some nigga that was like... Very young. Isn't this like an old story?
LeBron's mama?
Wasn't LeBron's mama
This has
mama
to be Connor? Super old. So, like years and
she
years.
She was dating some nigga.
On his team, that's right.
Okay. The mama's ex is now trying to put LeBron on blast over what he says is a secret child. LeBron's Adonis, if you will.
Oh, damn. Damn.
So,
I mean...
So he posted some shit on Instagram. This is a very old story. This looks like some media takeout shit, no shade. But someone, Sharon Reed... who is a newscaster for the news somewhere.
Good job.
The rumor is that, I guess, she got pregnant by LeBron some years ago or whatever and has a son.
Okay.
And LeBron is the daddy. And this mad nigga who's pissed because, I guess, LeBron made his mama break up with him. Is here to tell all. He's writing a tell-all. Now, I don't... Okay, so y'all niggas be writing tell-alls these days, allegedly. I don't know if you mean, like, you're going to publish it or if it's going to be, like, an ebook or if you're just going to, like, post the whole thing on your Insta story. Because, like, Instagram lets you post enough on your story that it could be a small book.
It could. You really could do it, but it'll probably be direct to Amazon because Amazon lets you niggas...
That's fair.
Put together anything in PDF format and slap a $2 price tag on it and push it onto their servers. And that is fine. I don't even remember this young man's name, though. The one who... Delonte Woods. Thank you so much, random person who knew that immediately and didn't have to think about it at all. I guess this... For a lot of people, LeBron is kind of like one of the few professional athletes that you feel like is both a great player and a great person. Who's like, oh, well, because, okay, I know y'all don't like him for basketball reasons. Please
okay,
chill.
You're going to have to get over
I'm
it.
Talking
they just
about
play sports.
The nigga like, is constantly donating money and all this. Savannah is a beautiful black woman who he married. They have... I think 3 beautiful children. Jury is everything. That little girl, I can't wait for her to like be grown enough to start doing things because I just know she's going to be great. And so I think a lot of us look at LeBron as kind of like somebody who is good both on and off the court. So the idea of him having a baby tucked away somewhere by somebody else is just kind of like, damn, you really like every last one of these other niggas too. Like, damn. You can't have one who is just, like, not out here acting like that. But I don't really care either way. Like, I admire LeBron for his athleticism and his talent, his skill. Thank you so much for suppressing the way you truly felt about that statement. So I don't really care if he has an outside baby or not. I just hope Savannah already knows and she is cool.
Surely,
that's all I really care about.
She knows that.
Right. So, but you niggas will also say anything to get people to pay attention. So
this is also a fact. And I don't know enough about LeBron James or his personal business or care for that matter.
Okay.
To really feel attached to the story one way or the next. I just saw LeBron James. I knew that he just played a sports game. And so I felt like, hey, I'll talk about that too.
Gotcha.
Moving right along, some more black excellence.
For those of you who love IKEA, Solange.
Yes.
Who doesn't love IKEA? Furniture, it's a great date spot.
It's Is like it now? A, I Y'all think? Really taking your nigga and eating them meatballs, That's browsing around IKEA?
You're like, go.
I guess.
Know, whatever. Solange is partnering with IKEA and St. Heron to create a new furniture line for those of you who love the store and love a seat at the table. Yes. So get a real
Go get Solange's table.
At a real Solange table. Full circle moment.
I can't wait.
The head of design at IKEA says contemporary art is a huge part of people's life today. At IKEA, we are curious about the creative space in between architecture, design, art, and music, and how that could come alive in the homes of the many people, period. The many people what? This is what we
IKEA.
Want to explore together with St. Heron. They are also collaborating with Virgil Abloh, who just became the first black designer or head designer for Louis
what
Vuitton.
What is Virgil's title at Louis Vuitton?
Head bad bitch, leading
Y'all knew
Negro.
The random nigga who used to fuck LeBron's mama and not this.
Well, I plan to be moving into a new place soon, so I'd love to have whatever artistic, like, Solange yeah. is one of those artistic people who just be showing me shit and I don't get it, but it's just cute and it's Solange.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yes.
It's been like that for a long time with me and Solange. I was looking at her like probably 10, 15 years ago, like, yo, this bitch be mixing prints and colors and everything yeah. else. And I don't get none of these outfits, but I love it at the same time. And she does all of her set design. She's been doing it for a
right.
while. So if you go to a Solange show, you just like, damn, nigga, who dreamt that up? It was her ass. So,
and she'll also just randomly, for her own pleasure, put on a concert in the middle of the rainforest. Or whatever, and like yeah. build a stage out there, and she's literally performing for like just Zebra or
she don't
I don't
give
think
a
Zebra
fuck.
Are native to the rainforest, but you understand what I'm trying to say, like monkeys, whatever, tigresses.
I'm excited. I will probably be up in IKEA getting all that cheap
oh,
shit.
Oh, I'm going. Like, it's a fact.
Yes.
I'm absolutely going to buy a full Solange Love seat.
Yes, and just to say I have the Solange couch.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm excited for her.
Dej Loaf is paying for same-sex marriage licenses in New York, or was.
Nice.
On June 8th, anyway. I don't think this is a celebration of her coming out. I think she's just being nice.
Dej Loaf is not out? Okay.
She has a new song. She has a song. It's called Liberated, featuring that guy.
Okay.
And Leon Bridges, I'm sorry. And I don't care for it. I don't really know why, but she posted on her Instagram that she, it says on June 8th, I'm helping people get liberated. Get it?
I do.
It's the name of the song.
Yeah, I get it. It's clever.
Visit New York City Hall to have your marriage license costs covered by me. Love wins when # people get liberated. So,
how lovely.
How much does a marriage license cost? You know, I don't plan on knowing.
I similarly do not plan on knowing. I would guess somewhere around $50 or $60.
Is that about right? How many of you married niggas know?
How much is it here? $50.
Okay, so we'll just say that in New York it's a good $175. No,
and
it's
so
probably
this is
around
the big, this is helpful.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's a nice thing she's... I mean, I don't have it in my heart to say nothing mean about that. That's
There's
lovely.
There's nothing mean to say. And Dej Loaf is a lovely girl. She's absolutely beautiful. She looks... Her style, whoever's styling her, fantastic these days. All right, what else?
I like when we put the good news towards the front.
You know, I try to be positive.
Yeah,
first.
There's like nothing bad about that.
Lil Wayne's free.
Free from what?
The chains of Birdman's oppression.
I was about to say, I know that nigga didn't go back to prison without me knowing it. Damn.
No, because, you know, that's always a possibility.
I mean, right. I was like, well, when did this happen?
So Lil Wayne has been in a bitter feud with his claimed daddy, stepdaddy-ish.
It's daddy. It's daddy.
Baby, Birdman, Mr. Tony Braxton.
Is that still going on?
I think it's still happening.
Wow.
Good for them. Mostly good for Birdman.
I thought somebody said they got married. I was about to throw up right here on stage.
They're like doing the whole, oh, I'm wearing a wedding ring, but I don't know what you're talking about. It's weird.
Oh, okay.
I don't, like, Tony, we don't even care. Like, if you want to marry that nigga, great for you. I'm personally confused, but I got over that ages ago. Like, God bless, don't care. So, yeah, they have been going back and forth with the legal folks since, I think, 2015. Wayne was suing Cash Money and Universal and
right,
them niggas
right.
for like $50 million altogether
yes.
for some money they were supposed to give him for an album, then holding back the Carter Five and money he wasn't getting from Drake and Nicki Minaj. So he's been going back and forth with the divas for years now, just angry as he can be, dreads clumping and just pissed. And my God.
It's a lot.
You know, and.
Yep.
Anger.
Money, though, I think.
Mostly
above all
over
else.
Money
yes.
and whatever.
Definitely
the fuck
about
else.
His damn
because
money.
Then he and Birdman would like both be at Tootsie's or Live or Magic City somewhere, throwing money at ass cheeks.
Yep,
and then
up.
They would go right back on Twitter like, fuck you. No, fuck you. And then it would be like. I always love my son. I'm always going to love my daddy. Fuck Cash Money for life. It's just confusing.
Yeah.
And I left it to them, you know. But apparently now is the time. Apparently Universal paid Wayne well over $10 million is the quote. He's been released from Cash Money. And
nice.
They say that his new album, The Carter Five, will be out sometime soon.
When
so congratulations to those of y'all who have been eagerly anticipating the return of Toonchi. We're so excited to have Reginae's dad back.
I wonder if he's going to sign with somebody else. Probably not. He's probably at the point where he's like, I'll just be independent.
I mean, does he need to be?
In the age of streaming, you really don't need, especially if you're already an established name, then it's just like, well, girl, who cares?
He could honestly just release the Carter Five out of the trunk of one of his cars. And he's going to make so much
yeah.
cash just based off of, like, the hype and the long wait
right.
and all of the murmurs that have been going on about it for the past few years. Like, this could literally be his last album, and he could release it however the fuck he wants to, if that's what he wants
right,
to do.
Right.
And Drake and Nicki Minaj are, like, extremely loyal to him and always bigging him up and stuff like that, so... I mean, anybody ever really concerned for the nigga? Like, I've seen
so many
tweets and hashtags from other rappers and celebrities like, oh man, it's free. He's free. And I'm like, that nigga has literally been getting high and fucking bitches and going to the strip club for the past couple of years the same as he always was.
Right.
Like, y'all act
nothing
like he
changed.
Was like underneath Rikers.
Right, no.
Again.
He actually had himself a nice little break where he got to sit back and kick it, and nobody expected shit from Wayne because we all knew what was going on. So it was like unlimited free time to fuck around and do whatever you want to do. You can't be mad at that. But did you see all the rappers? They did like their little,
yes.
They replaced their baby pictures with that album cover. What was it? Was it Carter Three?
Carter Three, yeah.
So it was all these contemporary SoundCloud rappers with their baby pictures photoshopped onto the album art and talking about how influential Wayne was to them. And I'm just thinking, yo, y'all were children when this came out? Because I was a whole grown-ass woman. I was splitting rent with roommates and everything by that point. Just made me feel so, yes, the other old lady is like, me too, girl. So it just made me feel old as fuck. But that was very sweet.
I feel like Lil Wayne has had 13-year-old stans his whole career, though. Like, how does that... Because, like, I would be afraid to go to a Lil Wayne concert, honestly, because I don't want to know what it feels like to have to curse out a horde of 13-year-old white skating children.
Exactly.
And then get jumped by them, probably. Like, I just
And they're going to put it on Instagram Live.
Exactly.
So the whole world is going to see you get your ass beat by a bunch of adolescents in real time.
Hitting me with their skateboards. I'm not going. On the other side of the legal thing, Lil' Kim is filing for bankruptcy. I know, right?
That's too bad.
It just sucks.
I hope she get it. I'm just saying, it ain't like an automatic approval. They will deny your ass for bankruptcy. They can do that. It's like a credit check.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you don't get it automatically.
Fun. Okay, well, she's filing for Chapter 13 protection in New Jersey because she owes these white people all of the money. So her $2.3 million mansion in Alpine, at least I think that's how much she spent or was supposed to spend in 2002 when she got it.
Mm.
That's going up for auction. She owes $1.47 million in back taxes.
Oh, shit. Them fucking taxes will get you, man. I don't even want to think about mine.
I think she owes the state of New Jersey over $300,000 for their taxes.
Okay.
And then, like, the worst part about these financial stories and these hardships that come out about celebrities and stuff is they put out each and every square inch of your personal business.
Right.
Like, everything. They're talking about how much money mama brings in a month. Like,
ooh, what's the number? I don't know why I care. I just got really interested.
$18,286.
Oh, that ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Her monthly mortgage payment is $6,610.
Oh, that's not good.
They say her gross income has dropped substantially, and this is the New York Daily News, substantially in the last couple of years from $823,000 in 2016 to $398,000 last year.
In the whole year?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I did not know Lil' Kim. Well, what the fuck happened?
Have you been watching?
What, that first number was from when? 2000 what?
16.
That's only 2 years. What the fuck?
Maybe she was getting booked for more prides that year.
Y'all stopped calling Lil' Kim for pride? Y'all not shit for that. That's sad. I hate to... Well, I mean, it's sad.
This to me means...
She's still rich as fuck. Like,
but filing for bankruptcy.
Everybody in here want to make $18,000 a month. Who the fuck is going to sneeze at that?
Filing for bankruptcy, we've said before, it doesn't mean that you don't have money. It means I'm not giving y'all money.
Right.
Like,
it means I don't have
y'all's
money
for you.
I don't have $4.3 million. I have $300,000.
So she got to hire the right white people to deal with all of that.
Yeah.
She's probably going to take her adorable baby and downsize a little bit in terms of living space and still be Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
She's an icon. I don't have nothing bad to say about her. God bless.
I mean, I could bring up old shit, but what's the point in that?
It's not.
We don't have to do number one fastest selling artist on PayPal. We don't have to do that right now. No, that was a lie she made up. See, y'all thought I said that when I did not. But, you know, yeah, I hope it works out. I hope they do grant her her bankruptcy. I hope she's able to downsize.
Grant her bankruptcy.
Well, I mean, because they could be like, no, bitch, where's our $4.3 million? And then you're really fucked. So, yeah.
What do you do then?
Right. I don't know. That's why I don't spend money now. Like, my checks just be sitting in the bank waiting on the IRS to be like, excuse me, bitch. Hello, bitch. We heard you made some money. Where is ours at? So it's just sitting there waiting on them to come take it.
Fair enough.
Right. Because I know the day is coming.
Like the one.
My drink is gone.
I don't want no smoke with the Lord or the IRS. Those are two folks I'm never trying to beef with.
Yeah. I'm never, because I have to keep my passport active. It has to stay open. Yes. Shout out to the only other person who knows that if your taxes are too high, they will. If you owe too much in taxes, you don't pay it, they will revoke your passport. And I have to get the fuck out of this country at a moment's notice. Because Donald Trump be on that bullshit every goddamn day. This nigga is doing dumb shit like pissing off Canada. Canada, nigga. Them niggas don't care about nothing but hockey and maple leaves. How are you making them mad? He is just, I have to, no, my passport has to stay active. It has to. So.
Cardi B. Was facing some more judgment recently. She took herself and her baby bump and a very confusing wig to somebody's birthday. Did you see this wig she had on?
I sure did.
It's like bangs that's long in the back, and then it's got like a top knot. And the color, she looked like a ghetto My Little Pony, but pregnant. Okay.
I saw that video of her where she was just talking and still couldn't catch her breath. And she was just like, bitch, I'm tired of being pregnant. I'm tired of looking at you. I'm tired of looking at you. I can't see my fucking feet. I can't see my pussy. All I want to do is eat and talk about when I'm going to eat again. Don't talk to me about shit else. I'm irritated as fuck. So I was like, okay, I understand that. I get you. I feel you on that. But this video, is it a video? I didn't see the video.
So she's just at somebody's birthday party. She's in the club. Her child's father is next to her. We can see in this video, he is smoking a blunt and just blowing the smoke around or whatever. So I guess she got a whole bunch of judgment from niggas who really don't care either way about her being pregnant, what niggas are smoking in front of her or whatnot. She responded with the following.
Oh, Lord.
So now y'all concerned? I don't even know why. What was that? I don't know.
Like, that's your party voice?
Y'all have to stop. What? I don't be planning this stuff. It just comes out. Like,
that's your Cardi voice.
I'm not even... Okay, I can't do it. So now y'all concerned on what can harm my baby. But when bitches was attacking me online every day, y'all wasn't concerned about baby or not. Don't drama that cause stress harm babies more than anything?
Yes.
Don't the mother's stress in the brain and in the body harms the baby?
Well,
these are real questions.
So, I mean, yes. But physiologically, I don't know if that's how it works. But yes, stress from the mother will definitely affect the baby. It is definitely not good
for your fetus. Like your nigga cheating on you or... But y'all...
Yeah. Oh my God. I was just thinking, ooh, please somebody bring me a drink. And then it happened. I'm like Raven.
Where was I? But y'all ain't give a fuck though, right? Because it was entertaining to y'all. Don't worry about me and mines and what I'm doing. Me and my baby is great. 3 heart emojis.
Okay. Well... So here's the thing, like...
She also says...
Okay, it isn't over.
Since y'all care and are so concerned about my baby, hit me in my DM from my registry and send me some Pampers and baby formula.
That's a real one.
Don't just comment like you care about my baby. Show it. Send them Pampers.
She should have sent niggas an Amazon link, like, for
that's
real.
That's fair. Like, I don't
buy
disagree.
My fucking diapers and onesies, niggas, because that's what babies go through, like, nonstop in them first few weeks especially.
Okay, can I just say, like, imagine how many of these niggas have the nerve to be trying to judge Cardi B for being around her baby daddy smoking weed while she's pregnant. When most of y'all mamas was around niggas smoking blunts and black and milds during her third trimester. And here you are, able and willing to get on our nerves. So why? Like.
Right. I think weed is not necessarily bad for your baby. I think there's like, no, I think there's actual medical research to back that up. But not like sit around and chain smoke all day kind of weed, or like just get fucked up and be like, oh, I don't give a fuck. But just like as far as pain relief is concerned and that sort of, like if you use it in a medicinal sort of way, I think limited quantities of weed. See, enough of these people smoke to where they
know. Yeah, y'all have to know.
So, right. So I think in limited quantities and, you know, under certain circumstances, it's not
God
like...
is putting together the science behind it.
Well, because it's not like, you know, having three, you know, vodka and orange juices, right? Or a pack of cigarettes. It's not like, well, damn, bitch, what is you doing? It's not that bad. And she's right that, like, stress on the mother and all that is very bad for the fetus. But I just thought that that would be more of a reason for Cardi to be like, okay, fuck y'all. I'm waiting on her fuck y'all moment.
That's never going to happen.
And she has it, but then she brings it back. Like, she deletes her Instagram, and then she brings it back. Or she deletes her Twitter, and then she brings it back. And I'm just like, when are you going to be done with the internet? Like, understanding that these niggas are not your friends, even your fans have something to say. And when you are already irritable as fuck, which, I mean, considering how pregnant she is, who wouldn't be?
Right.
Then everybody's opinions, even if they're positive, like, you might even be tired of niggas being positive in your direction. You might just want to log the fuck off and just go sit there with your pregnant ass like, bitch, I am so pregnant and I am really fucking over this. My titties hurt. Everything hurts. Knees is cracking and shit. I'm too young for this. I'm sure she feels that way. So I'm just waiting on Cardi B to realize how famous she is so that she can distance herself emotionally from her fan base online. No. Like, it's so important. Like, not to not ever be grateful for those people, but you have to realize that those people don't know you, and so therefore they cannot have your best interest in mind. Like, all they want is to have something to talk about. So I just want her to get to that place where she's like, okay, you know what, fuck y'all, I'm out here popping, I got this baby to grow, and I'm gonna focus on that and getting back on my shit. You know, that's what I keep waiting for from Cardi. But
see, the thing is that some people are like, I feel like a lot of people, or some people, like I was previously trying to say, there's Hennessy and apple juice.
I was about to say, I feel like that is exactly what you just said.
And I also put some lifesavers in the bottle.
I was just about to say, can you just bring the Henny? Wow.
I put a couple of lifesavers in a bottom, so it's kind of like lean, but I call it tilt. Ooh, I spilled some.
Well, because lean is unsafe, you know.
Huh?
Lean is unsafe. But we don't want to lean. We just want to tilt.
Tilt is perfect.
We're just going to go a little bit in this direction.
Some people, I think, kind of like thrive in drama and are just like comfortable in messy shit. And I think that it's been proven even before she was pregnant and super pregnant that she don't have a, like, she likes it. She'll go after not only people who say things about her, people who say things about her sister, people who say things about her dogs, like, whatever. She's like, oh, I don't care if you think my dog tail is too long, bitch, he's rich, and you're mad. Like, some people just, I think, like that. I don't think Cardi B is going to be this type of chick who's just going to be like, I'm just staying off. I'm ignoring y'all niggas. I think that she's just accustomed to the clapback.
That's too
just
bad.
Just natural for some people. As far as her being around niggas smoking, personally, I felt like if you could even be that pregnant and be at the club, then you could make it through a couple of puffs. Like, I can't imagine, like, being in a club atmosphere when I have a whole other nigga inside of my uterus, and then I'm standing up. Ugh, I want to die.
And as pregnant as she is, that baby is like at term probably by now. So that's a whole nigga in there. Probably 8 pounds, 6 ounces, stretching out all up in her shit.
Kicking against her on the
hell
light.
Yeah, rolling blunts. Rolling his own blunts.
Home. I don't give a fuck about quality control. I don't give a fuck about none of this Migos shit. Take me home right now. I want to go.
Right. So it must be just so uncomfortable at that point. But if it were me 9 months pregnant, I would be begging you niggas to blow weed smoke in my face.
Hello?
Like, oh, bitch, please, please. Please, I just need a little. I just need a little bit, you guys.
That's exactly what the fuck I would be doing.
Right.
Hello?
As long as the blunts, I mean, it's probably nigga blunts. It's probably tobacco wraps.
Just asking all your friends.
Right. It's not papers or bowls or nothing clean. It wouldn't be. But hell yeah, I would be begging y'all, please, please smoke in my vicinity.
Last but not least, I only bring this up because it personally brought me a lot of joy. TMZ stopped Drake's dad recently.
Who?
Drake.
Oh, Drake. Okay.
You forgot him already, huh? Damn.
Who?
They asked him about Pusha T and Drake's dad. He said, I don't know Pusha T. I don't know anything about anybody named Pusha T. If I did, I would push their T.
That is the black daddiest ass quote I have ever heard in my life. What? I would push their T.
That is just so nigga. Like, that is such a particular generation nigga. Of
yes.
Nigga. Like, that's when your mama or your daddy be like, boy, you better turn down that music in there before I come and Uzi overt.
Yes. I'ma turn you down. Well, bitch, what do that mean?
Oh, Nicki, your damn Minaj, you keep playing me.
What? I would push
Dennis,
their
go
team.
In the house. Dennis, what is you
go
talking
Go in the house with your Steve Harvey suits. This is too much.
Leaving a club with like 20-year-old girls and shit. I can't take him. He's everything. Like I just, that mustache, I'll push his teeth. What?
Sir, you about to make it worse with your old ass if you don't carry your ass indoors somewhere.
I love it.
That is a mess.
Points for Drake. I'm sorry. That is funny. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. That
no, that's hilarious.
Funny.
I'm too mad at his now push his teeth.
Dennis. And then being gay, like, you'll push his teeth?
Right. I was like, so do you know what it even sounds like? Right. I'll put...
Double entendre.
Sir, where is his teeth located?
Entendre.
Is it the same place as the G-spot?
Okay, see, now you are just being vulgar.
I didn't even bring up gay shit. You did.
But that's not what that had to mean. You had to try and make it into something it wasn't.
Okay. Sure I did.
Well, that about wraps up the hot tops. And
girl, it ain't no more topics.
What
we can't
you
make
talk
shit
about?
Up.
Hey, girl that, or I'm not assuming gender. Whoever said... No, what you want to talk about?
Is there anything we missed y'all want us to talk about?
Caesar, who? From Black Ink Crew? What? Beyonce's ass out on IG.
I don't know what y'all are talking
about. I'm actively avoiding Beyonce and her husband.
Is this an On the Run thing? Because I refuse to look at
I don't know if
anything.
It's from the concert or if it's just a picture, but they're like laid up and her ass is out. We've seen her ass before.
Okay.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, all right.
We've seen it's great ass. Beyonce's fine. What else?
I don't want to see a nude Jay-Z if that's what's going on.
He is plenty much under the covers.
Oh,
it's all good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anything
oh my
else?
God, I did hear about that. Black China is pregnant by that little boy. Isn't that so nasty? Yo, that bitch is
okay.
Disgusting.
So I saw this. I tried to care. I did. I made an effort.
That is so gross.
I don't. I clicked the link. They say they think that the girl is pregnant by that child from Rocket Power because of some pictures. The child that she has with Tyga, was his name King?
Yes.
Had like a graduation or some extra special shit. He's awesome. And she was seen in like a tight pink dress and she had like a tiny bit of stomach, but it didn't look like, to me, it looked like you could have been pregnant or you could have just left like Chipotle.
Right. It could be pregnancy, it could be cheese
so
fries.
Like,
but I feel like Black China, that bitch, yeah, I feel like she's pregnant. I do. I feel like she is. I feel like if it was cheese fries, she would have had somebody suck that out before she left.
Mm.
I do. And if she is pregnant by that little boy, that is disgusting. It is just so nasty. Like, I don't care if it's legal or not. It's just disgusting to think about. So,
ugh.
Right. She is... I thought I could root for her when she had that white boy, Rob Kardashian's baby. I thought I could cheer for her because I thought she was going like, right. I thought she was going to like infiltrate the family and bring them down from the inside. But she didn't do that at all. She just had a baby and went right back to being a fucking bird. So my expectations are not high for Black China. Anything else before we move on? All right, so thank you so much for participating in Hot Tops and the Bottoms of the Sea. We are going to welcome back. What is wrong with y'all? We are going to welcome back our nigga Asante for the question and answer portion of the show. Asante, who you can check out every week on The Friend Zone and also has his own show, If I Were a Rapper.
That nigga said, I'm loving it, like...
Like McDonald's.
Like your knees were McNuggets.
I felt like a nugget. I really did feel like a nugget, like...
Why didn't you just go, ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
Girl, you got a 10-piece, don't be stingy.
All he was missing was a Kangol hat and some turntables. And he would have been a full McDonald's commercial.
Yes.
You know they love niggas.
Hallelujah. So
I'm surprised McDonald's ain't here.
Hey, y'all, we're going to take a quick break from the Reed Oakland to talk to you about ShipStation. When you're selling online, getting your orders out the door quickly can be really tough, and that's why you need ShipStation. It is the fast and easy way to manage and ship your orders all from one place, whether you're using your own site, Shopify, Squarespace, Etsy, BigCommerce, or over 75 other popular selling channels. ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, makes them super easy to manage from any device, even yourself. Phone. You can use ShipStation to create shipping labels for all the top carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can ship more in less time with the best rates available, and it's available in the UK, Australia, and Canada. So right now, you can try ShipStation free for 30 days and get a special bonus when you use our promo code READ. So don't wait. Go to ShipStation.com, click on the mic at the top of the homepage, and type in READ. That's ShipStation.com, code READ. With ShipStation, you can make ship happen. Now, let's move on.
We want to thank Amazon Music again for supporting this week's episode of The Read. You can play millions of songs, thousands of playlists, and the hottest new releases across all your devices, including iOS, Android, Mac, PC, or tablet. And you can play music just by asking when you're using Alexa on the Amazon Music app or devices like Echo and Fire TV, all without ads or interruptions. At home, if you have an Echo situation, if you trust an Echo situation and you're within range, all you gotta do is yell, hey, Alexa, play Janelle Monáe, play Solange, play Blue Ivy when that comes out. And you don't have to search or browse. Just ask it. It's great playlists that they have all over Amazon Music. And they even have a very clutch lyric search. So when you've got a song stuck in your head and you cannot remember the title, you just have to ask Miss Alexa to play the song that goes like, and do your whole karaoke thing, and hopefully they'll come up with some Spice Girls or 702 or whatever it is that you was looking for. And there's an online, offline listening feature, so I can listen even when I'm not connected to the internet. Amazon Music makes listening simple, natural, and fun. They have a free 30-day trial for new customers, so you can check it out. Sign up at AmazonMusic.com. It renews automatically. You can cancel anytime. And we thank Amazon Music for supporting this show. Now let's move on.
Let's move right into the Q&A portion. So sis over here in the front definitely has a question. Where is Asante at? Can we bring up the lights just a touch? Hallelujah. All right. So, yes, we are...
Yeah, we can see your asses now.
Well...
I saw a couple people were like, oh, shit.
Well, moving into the Q&A. You might not be able to see everybody.
No, but a lot of y'all, especially you troublemakers over yonder.
Well, look up,
Marlon. I can also get off the stage.
Look up, Marlon. Say cheese.
I come right down now.
I'm all the way up here.
Oh, I see you.
Oh, you see me?
I do see you. I see both of y'all in that white.
All right.
What's up?
I think I see you. I don't know.
We started questions, y'all. Y'all know how this works. I'm going to
let me just.
Mic. Yes, give him to him, y'all.
All right. Y'all, we love you so much. And we are ever so grateful for your presence. We need to be able to hear the questions in order to answer them and get the ball rolling. Now, two things. A, don't you get your ass up and ask us no goddamn bullshit. All right? You might, in fact, if you feel like you have, you know, if you're prone to some bullshit, maybe you're here with someone who's got some sense and you can turn to them. You know what I'm saying? And brief them. Hey, would this get me cussed out?
Is just like what I'm gonna ask, is it crazy?
Okay. We love mess if you want us to tell us your business, okay? Please wait for the person with the microphone and the mess to finish so that we can hear them. When they are done with the question, then you can feel free to judge. All right? Turn to your partner and judge and choose whether or not she should leave the nigga. She probably should.
Let us
get through this. Have a great time. I believe in you. We love you. You're awesome.
All right, Tay, who's first?
All right. My name is Misha. I'm with the Black Teacher Project. Oakland in the house.
Y'all are animated as
hell, baby. So my question is, have you ever had a Black teacher that has touched you or influenced you in some way?
You should have started with influence.
Yeah, definitely should have. Because I'm like, damn, no, girl. Haven't been traumatized in that way.
That's just...
Yes.
Today's climate.
I've had lots of Black teachers who have been a big influence in my life. First and foremost, my mother, who has been a speech pathologist all my life, and then some. The biggest inspiration in my life. And then Mr. Williams, who was my... Okay.
I love how Mr.
Her
Williams.
Last name is Williams, gotcha. Right. So therefore, that's her uncle. Mr. Williams, who I think was my sophomore or junior year English teacher, he had a reputation for being the toughest English teacher in the school, and he was the only one who taught certain classes. So I think I took Shakespeare stuff with him, and a nigga was hard. I had to memorize lots of boring ass speeches and shit like that, and even now I can still do some lines from Julius Caesar.
Word.
Just because the man traumatized me in that way. Like, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, nigga. The good that men do is often turned with their bones. But anyway, Mr. Williams,
so
really,
stupid.
I mean, I'm just saying that he fucked me up in that way. He pushed me to be so much better. He was like, yo, you're mad lazy and you could be so much smarter if you would just like apply yourself a little bit. And I was like, or you could kiss my ass, you know? So, but he definitely changed my life for the better, and I will be forever grateful that he was so tough on me. So what about you, friend?
I also had loads of teachers in the family. My grandmother, rest in peace, was a teacher, and she had us writing 5-paragraph essays every goddamn week. So first of all, we were going over there doing work every day during summer break.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to write at least one essay and book report a week. Grandma, we went to school the majority of the year. They give us these months off.
To chill.
For like a mental break, an emotional and spiritual break.
No.
We should be at the park.
Fuck your park.
Do you want to do your times tables in the park? Is you still going?
I love that.
So yes, I credit her for pretty much like the few nice things I can say about myself, and probably every nice thing you could say about me, her. My aunt was a teacher. My grandfather was a teacher. In school, I had, like, almost all of my Black teachers were very much those teachers that see a Black student and are like, you gonna get your shit together in this class. If nobody else gets it together in this motherfucker, your Black ass is. And that's what you can know today.
So
like,
real.
Calling my mama at work if I'm falling, like, behind or whatever. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm not letting him go out like that.
Mama taught at my elementary school.
Let me tell you
the teachers
something.
Would literally be like, don't make me go down the hallway and around the corner and get your mama and tell her that you got an 89 on this test. Like, whatever bullshit I did, it was like I could not fuck up with my mama in the same building.
I also had a black teacher in high school, an English teacher who was real tough. Her name was Miss Jackson, and she was like, and she was super, super tough. But the thing I loved about her is that she had a sense of humor, because if we were doing well in class, she would always let us kind of joke with her. Like somebody would yell, sorry, Miss Jackson, or whatever in the back of the class. And she would laugh. And like one of the other students, somehow one of the students knew her husband's name. I think his name was Fred. And so we never let up on it. It's like, so how's Fred doing? Like we would like, we could joke with her for some reason and she'd be like, you better stop. But we never stopped. And she was cool. Like as long as we were passing and doing well, she kind of let us like joke with her. But she was also really tough and nobody fucked around with her. And she was respected around the whole motherfucking school.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Miss Jackson.
Shout out to all of the awesome
all of the black,
black teachers
out here putting up with a lot and not getting paid nowhere near enough.
You don't get nearly enough credit.
You don't get nowhere near enough credit, money, respect, none of it. God bless you. Asante, who do we have next?
No.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Hi, sorry. I was like...
Hey. Hey, girl.
Okay, so we love you. I love you so much. I know you hear it all the time, but thank you for coming. This is awesome. I'm from Oakland, but I live in Vegas, and I came back here to come see you.
Hey, thank you, girl.
Yes, so... One, we came to the pop-up shop today, and we were just, like, wondering, like, how it feels. You guys have been doing this for a long time. How does it feel to kind of be, like, I don't know if you know how poppin' you are, but, like, how does it feel? Like, you guys are, like, it, and we were just wondering, like, how does it feel? Like, do you know, like, how amazing you are, the influence you have? Like,
Definitely not. What?
You guys. Amazing.
I mean, you say that, but them niggas that I rent that apartment from still want their money every month. They don't give a fuck who Crystal is.
Because they will send me a smooth email. We were wondering, it's the
about
third.
Our money. Do you
it
have
it? It's the third
it?
Of the month.
Because we
you know,
want
it's
it?
Due on the first.
Oh my God.
So just let
days.
You know.
If you could just send that on over. I mean, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much for the compliment, and I appreciate that, but we are just...
I literally be at home eating chips
not even
in my
remotely
drawers.
Full of ourselves, right? If y'all knew how regular I was at home, you would be like, oh, that bitch ain't nobody.
I'd be like, let me see what's on Postmates. I don't feel like cooking. Like, just
and
like
just
you, huh? Right.
Laying on the couch in my moo-moo.
I already saw this Golden Grove.
Watch
I'm finna
TV.
Watch something else.
Now that's how I just how I be doing my Walmart clothes.
My dog literally has a better social life than I do, and is more popular. Oh my God! Remind me to tell you a story of Link almost getting into a fight. I'm so proud of her.
I cannot. All right, Tay, who's next?
I just brought y'all a gift, so you know.
Thank you so much.
What's your name? You're cute. That's your girlfriend next to you.
Are you here with your girlfriend?
Right.
Yeah, that's my girl.
All right.
Hey, girl. Because I was definitely about to push up on your nigga, but I won't.
I knew it.
But my name is Whitney.
What's up, Whitney?
Thank you, Whitney.
No, Houston.
Appreciate you.
I knew it. I said, let me see. Right.
Yep.
Next to
and
her.
There she is. Like,
y'all don't
right
stay
here.
On the street long.
Don't try it, bitch. I'm right here, bitch.
Okay.
I will beat your ass.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Christina. I was at the pop-up shop, and Asante had great energy and amazing. We bought everything.
Thank you for supporting.
Where my nipples are, because you need to be there.
Okay.
I love
being on top of your nipple.
I have a real-time question, and I would really appreciate your advice.
Okay.
So we're throwing a cookout at the lake tomorrow. And
oh, this is where that white lady called the police. Didn't y'all laugh so hard at her bitch ass?
Oh, was it there?
But, this was there.
Oh, shit.
But it's an Afro-vegan cookout, so we... Yeah. Yeah.
Mixed reviews.
Yeah. I know how y'all feel positive about vegan food and veganism, and that's fine. We love you anyway. It's fine.
Thank you.
But we wanted it to just be a safe space for people of color and black people, and we're getting a lot of others, as we have mentioned earlier today.
Probably for the vegan part.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we don't do
exactly
that.
Yeah. Exactly.
We like cheese.
Yeah. So
we like cheese and we like hot links.
Right, right. So
true.
And that's cool, you know, yeah, there's not a lot of
it,
us.
Yeah.
But it's like we really want a safe space for black vegans and POCs to come here. So I'm thinking like, okay, this is a little stressful. We don't mean to be exclusionary, but we kind of do. So I was wondering, like, if the Reed was kind of set up in that way, like, what would you do? If you wanted just black people or POCs to listen, like, how would you, like, communicate that without sounding like, you
well,
know,
I mean, we don't. Like, we think, well, I don't know if he thinks
In my case.
I think it's important for white people who have some sense to listen to this show.
Yes.
So that they can go back and talk to other white people who maybe don't have sense. Yeah, shout out to your white boyfriend.
Okay. That's my
white boyfriend. So I don't even know why you shocked at white people coming to the barbecue, girl. You got one right in your house.
Wait, what? I missed that.
Hey, hey, white boy.
Stop it. We like you.
So that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's her man.
Oh, I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
I can't
her man.
See him.
So
but he's the only white man I trust.
So I would, I would. Can you do something like charge white people to get in?
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Charge white people like $5-$10.
Yes, and like
and
black
let
people
people
free.
Of color get in free.
Yes,
yeah, definitely.
Thank you. That's
a
great
something
idea.
Like that.
I did not actually think of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would
you
something agree, like that?
Because
I mean, girl, it's vegan. It's a vegan cookout.
Yeah.
So you gotta expect white people. You got
right?
to.
We thought with
you
the language
to.
And the colors
you
and
got
the
to.
Name, they still want to appear. But we're like, we're kind of tired of seeing you.
Charge their asses to get
Yum.
In.
Yeah.
And y'all can all eat corn and edamame together.
Yes. And hamburgers and all that stuff and hot dogs. Yeah, girl.
It's not really. Hamburger's not, a ma- not
hey,
made out
I'm
of beans,
just,
but it's all right.
I'm just trying to be healthy. That's my choice.
I mean,
and I
listen,
respect people
I'm
who
not,
don't.
We're not,
I do.
We're not shitting on you for your choices. I'm
I
just
know,
saying,
I love that.
If
you're
wondering why there's an influx of whites
I've heard
RSVP-ing
the podcast. I'm
for
a super
your
fan.
Event, it's because niggas like meat and niggas like cheese. So, but I would just charge white people to get in.
Yes, that's actually a great idea. So we're going to charge you to get in, babe.
Okay. Yeah, it starts at home.
All right. Who's next?
Now, if you have an actual question, I will come to you. But a lot of people are giving.
We just want to give a gift.
A lot of people are giving gifts.
Thank
so.
Y'all so much. Y'all did not
we
have to
not.
Bring us stuff, but we appreciate it. Somebody brought an
thank
herbal
you.
Refreshment earlier that I am just so thankful
that was very
for.
Kind.
So thank you
I think you
all.
Have several herbal refreshments.
I thank y'all so
work
much. I love
bitch.
Coming to the West Coast. I love it.
Hello. My question.
Let's talk about them knees being out. I'm loving it. Wow.
We're not. Why did you have to go back to that?
I'm sorry. I just had a flashback. Go. I'm sorry. What's
sorry,
your name?
Girl. What's up?
My name is Ariana. And
work.
My question is, if you could be one person in Beyonce's entourage, from Train Fixer to Julius, who would you be?
Blue Ivy.
Does Blue Ivy count as an entourage?
I mean, technically, your children are automatically part of your entourage.
I guess.
Blue is probably like, that bitch is in my entourage. Get it right.
Exactly.
No, if not, if Blue doesn't count, then I would be Ashley. Hello.
Hi. Hi. So I love you, Kid Fury and Crystal. Kid Fury, I knew you from YouTube earlier.
Thanks.
And then Crystal, I got introduced to you and I like loved your cackle as well as Asante's. I just
thank
told
you,
him
girl.
That. But
it's an iconic cackle.
It is.
No, for real. I was mad that you were sick last week because I'm like, I wanted to hear the real cackle.
Yeah, no, I understand. I was disappointed as well.
Right. So first let me start by saying like my boyfriend is here.
Is he white too?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't see no white people
in that
room.
I mean, it's fine. I was just asking.
Sorry. No, no.
For
no.
research.
If you can see, it's the nappy-headed right
girl.
Here. No, I'm just joking. I'm just. Damn, y'all.
Y'all gotta go home together.
Other,
I don't know. Y'all
come
the best.
On.
Hold on. We both got beady beads. It's
yeah,
good.
She not white. Come on, y'all.
Like, hold on.
That's the conversation between y'all.
Right. So my question is, well, first, let me say that he was so sweet enough to, I wasn't going to be able to make it to the read, but he bought the tickets last minute, and so he brought me here. So I was really happy because nobody else wanted to go with me. So that was nice. But my question is, he plays Fortnite all the time, and and look, okay, so I'm not the kind of girl who's like, no, don't play that game. So I got really good at it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to play it too. You. So yeah, so I'm like, all right, I'm on level 42. I'm like really doing
it. Oh, word. I'm on like 10.
Thank you. So, but like when he plays it, like I will walk by the apartment like, y'all naked, and like it's like he doesn't even pay attention. So I'm like, at this point, I tell him like important things, and I'm like, bro, like,
girl, that's your goddamn fault. You don't talk to nobody when they're in the middle of Fortnite. Do you understand that? Like, it's a battle royale game. You're literally fighting for your life. It's you between 99 other players. One split second looking at areolas could mean life or death. You pull your titties out when the game is off. Be reasonable.
Is it like he doesn't do anything but
you can't
play
even
this
pause
game?
Fortnite.
You can't.
Because as long as he's still going to work, I don't think I would care. But I also don't know what Fortnite is, so maybe okay. I don't have enough context.
Well, thank you. All right. Now I'll know. I'll just pull it out after the Battle Royale.
There you go.
Thank you. I got it. Yeah. Thank you.
That was the easiest question I ever answered. Or have your titties out in the middle of Fortnite. Nigga, you could be in the top 10.
Okay. Hi, Kid Fury and Crystal. My name is Dane. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. I just graduated law school.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're smart as fuck.
I'm studying for the bar exam right now, taking my night off and having my self-care by being in front of y'all.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and it's a very important thing to obviously be taking care of yourself and thinking about what you need. I'm just curious, since the read is such a big part of my self-care, what do y'all do specifically to take care of yourselves when you think about how much you need that? What do y'all do?
Self-care. About her.
So I don't really care about myself. No. You're right.
The nigga is rich. Yeah.
Thank you.
He ain't rich.
I appreciate that. My self-care is like eating lemon pepper wings and watching the Golden Girls in the middle of the night. Like, I don't.
That's
real.
It. Yeah.
Also, like, running, going to the gym, things like that. That's pretty much it. I don't really have, like, a routine or anything. I'm just trying to practice more Golden Girls knowledge in case this bitch decides that she wants to be,
you're
first
so
of all,
mad.
Ill-prepared
you're
for
so
the
mad.
Segments.
I was
and
ill-prepared, and I still beat you, though.
Pulling out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And if you want to get into it, I watched the motherfucking episode, and Rose never said she was from Little Falls. Thank you very much. While you out here believing whatever random-ass white people put together that shit. She never said she was from Little Falls. She said, in Little Falls, their jeweler is Jewish. That's what she said. She never claimed it.
The jeweler is Jewish. I hate Rose.
With her dumb ass. I wonder if jewelry comes from Jewish people. Jewelry, Jewish? I wonder if there's a connection. I would have wanted to fight Rose so many times.
Over and over.
Shut up. And I really, the other day, remind me also to tell you this time I got caught in a real St. Olaf story. We don't have time. Later date. There's no time. Questions.
My self-care is more mental than anything else these days. So what I have to do a lot of is redirecting myself when I'm going on the train of, wow, you stupid bitch. Why did you say ABC or XYZ? You should have said this. Da 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 da. So my self-care looks a lot like interrupting those thoughts and being like, girl, please chill out. You are a human being. It's okay to fuck up or not always be what you think you should be. Like, I love you regardless. You still a bad bitch.
We still gonna be out here getting this money. All we can do is learn and grow from our shit. Like, I have to do that a lot. Redirect myself from, like, constantly beating myself up. But, yeah. That and I go to, like, the fancy movie theater and get, like, buckets of alcohol and get drunk during movies. Ocean's 8 was really cute. Y'all should go see it. It was really cute. Not enough Rihanna, but it was cute.
I'm only going to see it for Rihanna, so that's disappointing.
Oh, my God. But... speaking of Ocean's 8... so we went to the iPic, and the waitress came up to me, and she was like, I just want you to know, I'm the waitress from when Kid Fury was here, and he was like,
and let me do it to you, too.
It's not me. Right. And I was like, oh, girl, I cannot wait to tell him this story. Like, I got the exact same girl again, but she was really nice and gave us free candy.
No, she was very nice.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart. So
this is very funny.
I was just like, wow, the fact that we both had the same girl come up to us at the movies, so nice. So, but anyway, Tay, who's next?
How you doing? My name is Mike Green Jr. I'm a,
come
it's
on,
weird.
Government.
I'm an educator.
All right, shout out to you, Mike Green.
So I came out here tonight. I was inspired by my boyfriend. He told me to come out. I've not done podcasts, but he loves them. And so, like, I've been scripting for him. So I want to know, like, advice. You guys inspired me to feel like we should do this together because we love each other.
Aww.
And so what would you be? Look at her. I knew it.
I would say don't work with your boyfriend.
Perfect. So what would you be? What would be your advice to, like, try to help him grow and also, like, partner in that? Yeah, what would be your advice, especially considering, like, the whole black gay thing?
Well,
what?
I would
I
definitely agree that I would not want to work together.
Because when you break up, the podcast is over. Or if you break up, sorry.
That's a personal thing.
I got both of them.
Oh, shit.
That's just me. I know that there are lots of people who work with their partner, wife, husband, spouse, whatever, and they get along well, and it's great. I think that if you know each other well enough, you'll know if that's honestly a good idea or not. I just like to keep those relationships completely separate from where my checks are cashed.
Amen.
Bitch.
Same.
Because I don't want no issues where you're like, I just, no. But I'm also a pessimist and really am not nice to niggas. So that could be a huge part of my problem. But there's that. I think that in terms of encouraging or helping him grow, you know, it's really just, I think, about being sort of a shoulder and a guideline. A lifeline, whatever.
That's nice as well.
You know what I'm saying? Just being consistently encouraging and open in terms of, like, the production and helping. Or just being, you know, a positive, a place that I can go for a pep talk. You know what I'm saying? Just, that's really it. I think that the podcasting thing is not all that complicated in terms of getting started. And as long as you know what you're talking about or what you really want to talk about and you're having a good time and not taking it seriously, you'll just, like, fall into the pocket, basically. So I don't think you really need to be anything more than, like, you know, a helping hand and a motivator and some broken back when that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes the edge off.
Ah, you're so vulgar.
those were
very nice words. Amen. Okay. Who's next?
Okay, first of all, thank you, Asante, for picking me because I was here 2 years ago and I didn't get picked. And so this is a burning question from 2 years ago.
You've been holding on to this question.
Uh-huh. You didn't ask nobody else in your life.
So my sister stood in front of y'all and danced with two babies in her stomach and got a PhD and impressed me and everybody in my family as this superhero and became a real life superhero for me. So I wanted to know who y'all's real life superhero was. Not your Beyonce or your Oprah Winfrey superhero, but your real life superhero. She's in the audience today.
Hi, sister.
She's right there, my superhero.
Hey, girl.
I want to know who y'all's real life superhero was.
That is so sweet.
I want to know who y'all's real life superhero was.
You made her cry.
I wanted to know who your life real life.
She's crying hard as fuck. Yeah.
She's like sobbing.
She's so red.
Look at your weeping face.
I mean, Kim Fury, you made her day 2 years ago by like grimacing at her when she like danced in front of her.
Oh, that is so nice.
Like you like made her day. No, like seriously. We like walked away dying laughing because like you were like, girl.
I'm glad that y'all can find positivity in me scowling. Yeah. Because
she's crying so hard.
We
real
love
life
you.
Superhero.
Yeah. Who is my, I mean, I feel like my mama is the obvious answer.
Almost, I know, right? That's where I was going.
It's almost like you have to think of somebody
yeah, like
in
bigger
addition
than
to
that. Like bigger than that.
No, ain't nobody bigger than my mama, girl.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. No, no.
No. Not the obvious choice. Like my mama's my big life superhero, but
yeah,
like
yeah, no, it ain't nobody more important to me than my mama.
Not the person who birthed you, not your grandmama who birthed your mama, but like
well, this is a lot of
you're
you
being
know,
so limited.
This
I
is a lot
I
of terms
restricted.
And conditions. That I didn't know we was gonna have to agree to.
So not the ones that like are obvious.
I mean, okay,
oh,
y'all don't have to boo
girl,
her now. Chill out.
Calm down.
Thank you for your question, sis. Your sister is like weeping. I feel like you should go like hug her. My real life superhero. Is there a such thing?
I feel like all of my answers are the obvious ones.
Yeah, it's like my grandma and my mima.
I don't really care about strangers.
Right. I mean, I guess... You know what? I'm going to say my Aunt Lulu, who passed away last year, and she was the last of my grandmother's generation to pass, and she came from an era where, you know, black women growing up in the 30s and 40s were really, really not allowed to do shit. Like, it wasn't just a, my mom is so oppressive. It was like, bitch, if you don't take your black ass inside the house, like, legally, you must. So, and she, you know, grew up in the Southwest and overcame all that and pursued a PhD and... Yeah, and ended up being a bad bitch in her own right, although she would certainly slap me if she ever heard me say that. But yeah, Aunt Lulu was just an example of like a very strong, fierce feminist woman in a time where it was even more dangerous and more risky to be that. And I feel like she influenced me a great deal in that way. So Aunt Lulu, definitely. Rest in peace, my nigga. Love you so much.
Pass.
I mean, I get it.
I'll just say my friend DJ Dimples, because she is somebody who I've known since like maybe my freshman year in college, and she was like always, she was like one of the first friends I had who was an entrepreneur, and pretty much every dollar that she was bringing in, and she was bringing in plenty, was like something that she had to get up off of her ass and make it happen to get herself. She's been doing Sweet Heat and other prides and stuff like that for women for like well over 10 years. And the thing I've inspired by the most about her is how kind she is to everybody. She's always like super, super giving, sometimes even to her detriment, because I've seen people like try to take advantage of her because of her kindness. Never has a nasty thing to say to anybody. Not a bitter, petty person who's gonna come and try and do some nasty shit towards you. She's just a cool chick. She taught me a lot, I think, about being like an independent and running a business. And she's just awesome. And I love her big fro.
Nice. I do love Dimples. Shout out to her. All right, Tay, who we got?
I feel like you're being like prejudiced of this side.
Okay, well, Sis got the mic right now, so let's not take her moment away. Hey, girl.
Hello. I am Makila, rhymes with tequila. Born and raised in Oakland.
Nice. Wish my name rhymed with tequila.
And I just wanted to say to you, Christelle, a couple of weeks ago, you were like surprised that people over 45 listen to your podcast.
Was I?
Yes.
I am.
Was I drunk when I said
Probably.
Probably was.
But I just wanted to let you know that, yes, we do. We listen very faithfully.
Thank you so much. I feel like y'all are probably just like, what the fuck are these young, stupid bitches? Or not even young. I'm not young. But just like, what are these niggas talking about? Like, fuck out of here.
No, you guys are, like, you'd be surprised how much we have in common. How much you guys have in common with people over 45. Like,
well, thank you for listening and for supporting. I appreciate it.
I feel the way I feel about people who listen, not 45, because 45 is not really too far away.
Yeah, that's not, it's only 10 years older than I am.
You
far
too far.
Maybe people over
like,
it ain't like that.
Like, people who are my age talking about, like, oh, my mama or my grandmama be listening with me. Like, I feel like the people who are maybe over 50 who are listening, I feel the same way about people who are, like, younger than 17 listening.
Oh, yeah. High school kids email us, too, and I'm just like, oh, what the fuck is this?
We cuss. We talk about dicks. And I'm just like, ugh, I'm so sorry. That's the only thing I think of. That's it.
Right.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
Question is, like, what do you like about the town? You know, this is my hometown, so I want to make sure you're being treated right, you know? So what is it that you like about the town? Christelle, you don't have to answer, but
I love when y'all decide that it's Christelle and not Crystal. That's so fun.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
I actually do like, you know, I understand white people are trying to push y'all out, but
indeed,
I appreciate the number of
indeed
Negroes in Oakland. It always feels like coming to these shows and seeing a little piece of home. But unfortunately, I'm never here, especially specifically in Oakland enough,
right,
but I'm really never in the Bay enough to be like, oh my God,
oh,
I love.
You gotta come. You gotta, don't.
It's like we always end up having to go to LA to work for some reason or another. So we never get to spend enough time here, but I would love, when your weather is above like 75, I would love to come back. It's so fucking cold here. I don't, like, nigga, I thought New York was cold. It's cold. And everybody, what I really appreciate about this area of the country is that y'all know it's a high of 63 degrees and y'all still committed to your thought fits and your haute couture. I saw so many bitches at the hotel who was like, 60 degrees is not about to stop no show. I'm finna be out here in my bodysuit. And I'm just like, okay, yes, you cold as fuck. And still in your whole clothes. I love it. So, I heard August is a good time to come back. So, I think I'm going to come back when I can tolerate the weather and just kind of kick it and see what the town is really like. And when y'all are over, you know, your whole celebration or whatever.
Same.
I have a gift here for you guys as well.
Thank
girl,
you.
Girl, you really did not have to, but thank you so much. Tay, let's come over here
like
and take one more, and then we'll be done.
You love you hitting that one more.
I do love hitting you with that one more. You thought you was done.
I did.
You thought you was done working, and you not done working.
This y'all show, so whatever y'all want. You got somebody over here you want me to pick? Pick somebody. Who you want? Who you want?
Young man in the gray shirt.
Yeah, let's go with the young man in the gray shirt because I feel like we haven't had a lot of men get up. So
it's just water.
Don't let your city down.
Don't let your city down.
Pressure's up.
It's not my city.
I want mine, but they cut up.
Oh shit!
It's what?
I don't. He said it's
not
my
city. I drove here from Sacramento.
Okay. Hey, Sacramento. Thank y'all for coming through.
All right, well, love is in the building. What's on your mind?
I got a drag race question for you, Kid Fury.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Or actually for both of you.
Okay.
Because you should have been on that episode where they made over the social media influencers.
You really should have.
I'm fine with watching it at home.
Okay.
But you should have.
Okay.
Because most of them white gays I had never heard of.
Same, but that's fine.
Same as well. My question is, if you could choose three queens that could have made you over or been your drag mother from any season, who would they be and why?
Shea Coulee.
I was going to say the same thing. Shea Coulee.
Yes.
Monet Exchange, who I still love so much, still very upset at what happened. And, oh God.
I would say Shay, Raven, and,
oh, who am I thinking of? I can't think of her name.
Either Shangela or Monique.
I can't think of who I'm thinking of.
Because Monique Hart paints.
Oh, you did love you some Monique Hart.
I mean, I just miss her so much. Yeah, those are mine.
Shea I can't Boulay, think of
Raven and Monique Hart.
Well, I would say RuPaul, but I don't know that RuPaul likes black people. I'm just not totally sure about that. I just, okay. I'm going to say Latrice Royale.
Oh.
For my third choice.
Are there any Drag Race stars that are from here? Bob the Drag Queen's not from here.
No.
None?
I do love Drag Race, though. It's so fun. It's one of my favorite shows. I'm just obsessed, so. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Thank you to everybody who got up tonight and asked a question. I know it can be intimidating in this crowd full of very judgmental blacks to get up and say what you have to say.
You niggas.
Thanks again to Quip for supporting today's episode of The Read. If you've got a mouth, it's likely that you don't brush your teeth for a full 2 minutes. Change your toothbrush on time or brush twice a day. Quip gets it, so they've designed the perfect electric toothbrush just for you. It's the new toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibrations into a cute little slimmer design at a fraction of the cost of the bulkier traditional electric brushes. And there are guiding pulses that alert you when to switch sides, so it makes brushing just the right amount, totally effortless. It comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror, and you can unstick it to use as a cover for, you know, traveling, make things a little bit more hygienic if it's going in your carry-on or your gym bag. And because your toothbrush should also be clean, Quip's subscription plan refreshes your brush on a dentist recommended schedule with new brush heads every 3 months for just $5. That includes free shipping worldwide. It's backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals. And, you know, I think at this point, all you got to do is just go try it out for yourself. It starts at $25. Go to getquip.com/the read right now to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com. That's getquip.com/the read. With Quip, it'll be love at first brush. Let them know we sent you, and let's wrap up the show.
We are now going to move forward into the read portion of the show. And I don't have a lot to say, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If that's okay with you.
Sure. I'm passing mine, so.
Oh, you're passing your read.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. We've never had that before, so I'm excited to hear it.
I couldn't help it. It's great.
I am just going to talk about y'all's raggedy-ass, dusty-ass president a little bit, and I'm going to bring up sports at the same time, I'm not going to shit on your team. So we're all going to have a good time while we talk about this. So last week, Donald Trump, who white people inexplicably elected, canceled the Philadelphia Eagles appearance at the White House.
They were going?
Well, see, that's the thing. No, they were not.
Oh.
It was a grand total of about 6 people who were going to the White House, and that's not even 6 players. It's about 1 to 2 players, maybe 3 or 4 executives, and the mascot. Can't forget that nigga. He was like, well, listen, I'm going. I don't give a fuck what the rest of y'all are mad about. I put on that damn chicken outfit every week, and so I'm going. Donald Trump, of course, is obsessed with popularity and people liking him and people supporting him. So when the Eagles confirmed with the White House that a grand total of 8 niggas would be coming through, they released a statement disinviting the few who did decide to come and said, the vast majority of the Eagles team decided to abandon their fans. Upon learning these facts, the president decided to change the event so that it would be a celebration of the American flag with Eagles fans and performances by United States Marine Band and the United States Army Chorus.
So Donald Trump is convinced that these Eagles players are not coming because they disagree with him and his whole national anthem bullshit. Remember when he said that shit about the anthem and then the NFL owners decided that they were going to make it optional. Like, if you didn't want to stand for the anthem, you could sit your ass in the locker room before the game started and then come out afterwards. So he is insisting that this is all about the players disrespecting the anthem, disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the military and the people who serve in it. Meanwhile, niggas is the last ones to disrespect the military, because how many of us grew up in households where parents were like, listen, bitch, you're 12 and we can both tell you're not college bound. So Army, Navy, Coast Guard, something. You better take your ass on to that military, because that's a good check.
That is so true.
And you know, all your mama want is for you to have a good check.
That is so true.
All your mama want is for you to have benefits. So it was never, of course, it was never about that. But more importantly, none of the Eagles players who made it to the regular season even knelt during the fucking anthem. So it was like, you're really getting mad at them because they don't want to come be associated with an asshole like you, which is nothing wrong with that. Like, I also would decline an invitation to the White House, same. But they decided to turn it into a, well, we're not inviting you anyway. And so he got up on stage and, you know, lip synced his way through God Bless America.
Yes.
That was a whole ass mess. Nigga knew zero of the words. Not till the chorus came in. You know how you be like, God,
You just say olive juice?
Amber waves, gray. Oh, God bless America. That's when he came in real heavy on the words that he knew. They didn't even cut to, that was before Melania decided to come outside. But anyway. So the White House lawn was crowded with staffers, interns, other people who probably were threatened with their jobs if they didn't show up. One reporter asked around to see if anybody knew the name of the Eagles quarterback who helped them win that Super Bowl. Zero people knew the answer to that.
Work.
Two white people actually knelt during the song.
Which was my favorite part.
Which is my favorite part of the whole story. But yeah, it just had to be said over and over again, especially because Fox News decided to run a clip of Eagles players kneeling, talking about the story, while not acknowledging that they were kneeling during prayer, which is, you know, something we do.
So it happens.
If you don't kneel, you bow your head or close your, you know, heathen ass eyes, at least something. It's what we do during prayer. So, you know, once several players came out publicly and said that, it was kind of like Fox had to apologize. Donald Trump covered it up as best as he could.
Of course.
But I thought that that would be the end of it. Of course, that is where you always goes wrong when it comes to Donald Trump.
Okay.
Because, as we all know, LeBron James and the Cavs have been up against the bad bitches of the West.
That was a nice thing.
And when we flew in, we saw several of y'all's constituents leaning outside bars with brooms.
Yes.
I said, oh, these niggas is drunk. Y'all are drunk as fuck. Y'all went to the back and asked for the broom so you could lean outside. I understand.
Yo, when I got to the airport, I went to catch a cab, and the dude who, like, works that section or whatever, he said, now I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a lot of noise tonight. I don't know where you came from, but just be prepared. I was right. Like, all good.
And that's fine. So earlier in the week before the Warriors win was cemented, LeBron James was asked about the possibility of being asked to the White House. And he said, well, we all know that no matter who wins, even though we all knew the Warriors were going to win, no matter who wins, I'm not going. Steph and them other niggas ain't going. So it's a non-motherfucking factor. And then Steph Curry came out and was like, I'm beating his ass, but I agree with LeBron. We're not going.
Fair.
Everybody knows we're not fucking going. Last year, Steph was like, bitch, I'm not going to your stank-ass White House. And the exact same thing happened. So, of course, after this came out, Donald Trump put out a statement saying that he didn't invite LeBron James.
Girl.
And he did not invite Steph Curry. And that they are not going to invite either team to the White House. Now, This is like when you tell your kids they not going somewhere and they be like, I didn't want to go nowhere.
Exactly.
Or when a nigga asks for your number and you say no, and he be like, you ain't fine no way. Really? Because I was fine 30 seconds ago.
Literally just 5 seconds ago.
I was so sexy. I was, hey, what's up, mama? 30 seconds ago, and now I'm not fine.
I was just aping jeans.
I was just that bitch. So he, you know, decided retroactively, after it was clear that nobody was going to go no ways, to not invite them. But then he mentioned that the people who actually won the Stanley Cup, I want you to know the Stanley Cup is associated with hockey.
I know.
Okay. Feel like you did not know that. Do you know who won it this year?
Hell no, but I know.
They're a team known as the Washington Capitals. I did not know that either because niggas don't do hockey.
Washington Capitals?
Yeah. So okay. He said, I think we'll have the Caps. You know, my attitude is if they want to be here, the greatest place on earth, I'm here. If they don't want to be here, I don't want them. Again, zero interest in showing up, my nigga. None. Now, I don't know yet if the Capitals are going to go, but they do have two black players. One of them is named Devontae Smith-Pelly.
Of course.
And he said, I just want to let everybody know that if we do get the invite, this Negro won't be in attendance. The things Donald Trump spews are racist and sexist. The things he said are gross. I'm not into politics, so I don't know all his views, but the shit I've heard, I don't agree with. He didn't say that, you know. I'm paraphrasing. It hasn't come up here yet, but I have already made up my mind. Now, Devontae has scored 6 goals and had an assist in the playoffs. So, or I think it's probably his numbers probably went up from there. But I wouldn't be surprised if the whole damn team was like, bitch, you got me fucked up. I'm not going. But again, what's interesting about this is that that team, I actually went and counted. They have 27 total players on the roster. Of that 27, 7 are American citizens. 7, which is roughly 26%. And it, yes, I did the math as well. I sure did. The calculator app is clutch. But it is interesting to me that Donald Trump would rather invite a team who has a Russian star player, you know, very hashtag on brand for him, to the White House, a team that is majority not made up of Americans, when his whole thing is America first and fuck everybody else and all the other countries are trash compared to us and why do we have people here from shithole countries, et cetera, right. Et cetera, right. And even Devontae, who made this statement, is Canadian. He is not an American black. And he was still like, bitch, I won't be there. I already know you can't look at me and tell the difference between Canadian black and American black. And like I said earlier, Donald Trump is shitting on Canadians as well. So Devontae was like, I got every reason to not go to this party and I'm not going to do it. But the fact that Donald Trump is more willing to invite people who are not even American to the White House to celebrate him just lets me know not only does he not really fuck with the American people and he's just really in this for the money, but he really don't give a fuck about our black asses, because the people he mentioned in this story, it was all about LeBron. It was all about Steph. It wasn't nothing to do with the white or white ambiguous or racially ambiguous people on that team. It was all about, well, tell them niggas I didn't want them in my White House no damn way. And it just doesn't surprise me that this is how he acts about shit like this. Like, of course Donald Trump is more willing to embrace people who are not even American coming to the White House over black people who have been here and whose ancestors have sacrificed everything to make this country into something that you can pillage and take everything from to this very day. So fuck Donald Trump, as I always say. I actually cannot get enough of it. And it's just so, like, I know that everything he does is so disgusting. So most of us are just like, another thing in the disgusting pile with this nigga. I get it. But, like, there were players of athletic teams. I think there was one who played for the Boston Bruins, which is another NHL team. Had to Google
that.
They
just be naming these
things. Had to Google it. But there was a player on the Boston Bruins who did not go to the Obama White House, I think in 2013, because he disagreed with some of Obama's policies. Do you think Obama turned around and said, well, can't nobody come? If this one ain't coming, can't nobody come? No, he did not, because that's not how the fuck a diplomatic president acts. This nigga don't give a fuck about diplomacy. He gives a fuck about being liked or the bare minimum being respected, but it's not about that. And it should not be about that. But of course, he don't give a fuck. He don't know no better. And Republicans are going to continue to let him do whatever he wants to. So I'm still keeping my fingers crossed that Robert Mueller is going to get this bitch ass nigga the fuck out the paint. But if not, I need the rest of us to do it in 2020, because I just cannot. The thought of this nigga serving two terms, y'all. My heart hurts. My head hurts. But just, you know, gentle reminder that you can't uninvite people when they already said they didn't want to come to your house. And I'm done, bitch.
He just has the mind of like a kindergarten child. It's so funny. Everything that he does is on full display. The things he says are on full for the whole entire planet to see and hear. And it's really like shit that reminds me of the sandbox and the monkey bars. Like, that's straight up how little toddlers would act. Oh, you were talking to James. Well, you're not in the club anymore. You can't play. Like, he's dead ass like a 2-year-old. It's really sick to watch. And also, as someone who's not a sports fan, it's just kind of eye-opening to me to see all of this back and forth between sports teams in the White House and the president arguing with them and shit. And it kind of explains why people are going so hard on athletes for kneeling and speaking up against police brutality and, you know, injustice and stuff.
Right.
For a big part, I'm just like, why are y'all so, like, pressed on what these athletes are doing in the first place? Like, they have the right to protest. They have the right to say what the fuck they want to. And frankly, I'm surprised so many of them even know what the fuck is going on. So I'm like, how is this a thing where, like, the government is so, you know, involved in it? And I get now that, you know, it is what it is.
Shout out to stone cold racism.
Shout out to Colin Kaepernick for suing, old boy.
Yes. Amen. Shout out to Colin.
Colin said, you should have minded your white Cheeto Puff looking ass business.
But this is what happens. Like, they don't want us to protest in any way. There is no acceptable form of protest. But especially when you are rich. Like, if you're richer than the average white person, then they really get mad. Like, well, what the fuck are you complaining about, nigger? How dare you be upset that police are getting away with killing black people when you make $1.6 million a season? Like, well, damn, I thought I was still black. Shit.
And they still gonna pull me over in my Maserati or Range Rover because they don't think that my ass should have it.
Yes.
License and registration, girl.
Amen.
I don't give a fuck who you play
Same
for.
Shit.
What are you even talking about?
That's
Please
right.
sit down and mind your honky business. So I have two things. First of all, I would quickly like to remind the devil that it's a constant fuck you to him.
Always.
The devil has, like, really been active. I'm not even joking. Like, I'm dead serious. I feel like the devil has been active in my life for quite some time now, for probably all year and a good portion of last, has been telling me that I'm not worth the things that I have or the things that I want, that I'm not, like, you know, good enough or smart enough or anything enough. And just recently reached a boiling point where I felt like, you know, what is life? What is the purpose of even living, you know? And I'm here, girl. I'm right here on the stage. Like,
that really took that nigga aback. He wasn't ready.
And I've had issues with, like, those kinds of thoughts for, like, most of my life. But I call my mother. My mother is a super, super Christian. So, you know, she got into full prayer mode.
Of course she did.
The entire armor, shield, and sword of God.
Amen.
On the phone with me. And just reminded me, like, the devil, it's his job to, you know what I'm saying, to ruin us. And one of the main ways that he finds to torment us is in our minds, and to make us lie to ourselves and be upset and angry with ourselves, to be hard on ourselves, when, like, if you really most of the times look at where you are and where you've come from, There's like really nothing that anybody could say to you, much less you say to yourself. So I say all of that to just say, bitch, it's going to be a forever fuck you. Kiss my whole entire ass.
Yes.
And that's that.
Fuck that nigga.
Stomp. Okay, anyways, no.
It's been hard. It has been hard with some of the recent high-profile celebrity suicides and stuff like that and everything going on and just trying to survive in this world. Like, it's very easy to get caught up in your feelings or emotions or to get stuck in a constant loop in your head of just, like, everything being wrong or bad or, like, blaming yourself and all types of shit. And just fuck that nigga.
I felt for, like, such a long time, especially recently, I kept telling myself, like, you're not going to live a full life. Like, I've always felt like, I'm not, I've moved on, girl. Like,
let us get there.
Anyway, let me move on.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
I just want to get off stage. So, the read I'm passing this week, this just tickled me. I don't know if she wants her name to be said or not, so I'll call her Mari. Oh, God. All right, so.
All right, Mari.
This is a high school student. I don't know how, okay. So, it says to, oh, Jesus, this is a young person. To the Pillsbury Doughboy on steroids who thinks his toxic masculinity bullshit was invited, fuck you. I don't know how you showed up at my, oh, by the way, the letter is called Armenian Dyke.
Oh, well, I'm interested.
She says, I don't know how you showed up at my high school. I don't know why you're enrolled at my high school, but you need to leave. As an Armenian/Bengali bisexual female, I've always felt comfortable being open about my racial and sexual identity. And if you and all your bootleg Gucci swap meet porta potty looking ass existence find out about it and decide to talk shit while I'm not in the room, it is because you are afraid of me, little bitch.
The young people are going in, okay?
They are like...
I didn't have that
why
ability
why couldn't I have been a part
16,
of that generation?
Right.
They're not having it.
I'm so upset.
Mama said, had I been in period 5 Spanish, I'm living. Had I been in period 5 Spanish, you would have kept your non-existent canker sore ridden lips shut. Which is what I suggest you do from now on. You have just come from Armenia, and as a good Muslim, I'm not going to make any go back to your country jokes. But as a bad bitch, I'm going to personally dial the Armenian parliament and ask that they take you back.
I
return to sender. My queer brown soul has better things to do than put up with your homophobia. You claim I'm ruining the culture while your problematic nationalism does the same thing. When I catch you at the next pastry shop working the cash register because that's all you will ever amount to, I'm not tipping. Leave me and my gaze alone.
Yes.
Don't speak to me, don't ask about my ethnicity, and don't you dare make fun of my friends. If you dangle your wrist mockingly one more time, I will personally bitch slap you with a strap on.
Yep.
And that is a fact.
Sis is bringing the dick out.
I love it. What kind of dumbass enrolls at the gayest fucking school in the valley only to think it's a safe space for him to spew his xenophobic diarrhea? Gross. I hope you choke on that knockoff Rolex. And I hope the only child that will take care of you in your elder years is of rainbow descent, just so you can see how much of an idiot you are.
Woo.
To conclude, fuck all straight Armenian boys. I have not met one hetero Armo who has not done me dirty.
Damn.
Heart and fingernail painting emojis.
What's her name, Mira?
I'm calling her Mari, because I don't know. So shout the fuck out to Mari, because A, that tickled me. And B,
Mari said, nigga, where's your Carmex? Because you need it.
Like, that was just the beginning.
You're standing deep in need.
Your Gucci knockoffs come from the swap meet.
Ooh,
she called
triggered.
Him the Pillsbury Doughboy on steroids. said he was only worth working at a pastry shop.
Yes.
Like, it's
pretty
really,
sure she called him ashy at some point.
I think that happened.
Definitely did.
Well, you know, I love a well-written, succinct.
Yes.
And determined read. That's what I'm here for. So shout out to her. And shout out to y'all.
Yes.
Thanks for coming
out.
Thank
you so much. San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, and
I'm just going to say Oakland.
Oakland, goddamn, I was
going to
say Oakland, shit.
Whatever.
Some of y'all live in San Francisco, goddamn. Thank you so much. It's like across the fucking bridge. Thank you, Oakland, for bringing your black asses out to the Reed Live. Everybody who traveled from out of city, I dare not speak your city because you see how these niggas act. Thank y'all for coming so much to our little humble show.
Please get home safe. Be safe. Have
yes.
a good time. Happy Pride. Get your
happy
life.
Pride.
We'll
it's
see
gay flags all over this bitch. Go do something gay.